Bella Gandhi is in studio with us from Smart Dating Academy. Bella, welcome back.
I am so glad to be here. This is awesome.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you? You're looking good.
Boy, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I got a little. I was in Dallas for a little while and got a little tan while I was there. That's what it was.
Your holiday
ready.
That's the
story I'm going with. It ain't the fake bake.
We'll take it.
Yeah, holiday ready. Speaking of which, your world is putting people together, right? Tell people who don't know who you are, for the small fraction of people who don't know you, who are you?
So I am the founder of Smart Dating Academy. I started the company 8 years ago because I had a knack for putting people together, for matchmaking, for saying, hey, I got a guy for you. But what we do now, I got a guy, I got a girl. So, but at Smart Dating Academy, what we do now is we teach people how to actually identify partners that are good for you, because 50% of marriages end in divorce, second marriages, 67%. So how do you actually wipe the slate clean and find a good lid to your pot? We help people do that in real life, online. We do your photos, we write your profile, and we are coming into what we call peak dating season.
This is. Why?
Holidays.
I knew that. I was
saying New Year's resolutions. Guys, if you think you're the last single person out there, I'm going to tell you what, that's patently false. 43% of the adult population is single. So think about it. Almost half of adults in this country are single. So
get excited. Huge number.
It's a huge number. And people are thinking about finding love, getting on a date, having a plus one to bring to your work holiday party. So this is the time when people are getting online. This is when the fish are coming to see people. So if you think you're
get your fishing rods out.
Get your fishing rod out, put a worm on the rod, and get yourself out there, because this is the time where you've got maximum chances to find love this year.
And you could find love right here on our show, whether you're listening to WGN or you're watching us on Facebook Live. Call us 312-981-7200. Text in your situation in your dating life. And legitimately, Bella, and maybe I'll help a little bit here.
Yes, we'll try
I try. Of course you will. We've done well before together. We'll try to kind of figure out what's going on. We already have some texts coming in from the 847. You know what? You want help, buddy or ma'am? Please call us. We could certainly help you if you're texting in and you're asking, can we help from the 847? I find unsavory people on dating sites.
There are unsavory people on dating sites. There are unsavory people everywhere. There are unsavory people in your neighborhood, at the local bar, right? So you've got to get over the fact that there are unsavory people. Look at online dating sites. I don't care if you're talking about Match or eHarmony or Tinder. Look at these sites as the world's largest cocktail party, and you got to be part of that cocktail party.
Which is, you know, it's a cocktail party with the lights dim low.
Yeah, thank goodness.
You know what I mean? It's like it's like you can put the beer goggles on through a computer, and on the reverse side of that, I'm going to post a photo that looks great, right? Does that happen all the time? But yet, I don't look like that.
Right. That's like number one game over move, right?
How do you screen that? Like, how do you figure that out?
The only way to figure that out is, first of all, make sure that the person that you're corresponding with has more than one photo. They should have 5 to 6 photos, because if they've got one souped up, face-tuned glam shot, right?
Yeah.
That's probably a little scary. You want someone that's got a good head-to-toe shot, or a few, so you actually see what you're going to get, and then get out on the date. The reason you're on these sites is to get out on the date. So get offline and get on the date.
So have you seen, because of the current state of things and this ultra-sensitive society we live in and all of the sexual harassment claims that are going out there, has this affected the online dating community at all? Is there a fear, like an underlying fear of, hey, if I'm too aggressive, if I'm not aggressive? I mean, is that happening at all? Are you seeing that affect your world?
You know, I've had some interview questions around that. But in general, I think what I tell people is use your common sense. If you wouldn't say something to someone in real life, don't post it on an online site. Don't text that to somebody. If it's not respectful enough where you would walk up to me and say that as your opening line, it's not appropriate.
Good advice. We have our first caller here, folks. If you want to get a little friendly advice from dating expert Bella Gandhi, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And let's take our first call here. Randy, thanks for calling the Frank Fontana Show. Randy, tell us what's going on in your dating life.
Oh, my. Where do I start? Everything's, I don't know, it seems to be going wrong, and you had something, and I was listening to the radio, and I thought, all right, I'll call in.
Yay, good for you. First step.
Taking action, Randy, I like it.
I like that. Okay, so I go a lot. I mean, I'm not a bar goer, so I don't like drinking. It doesn't do anything for me.
Awesome.
And I end up going to like libraries or to coffee shops and stuff like that. So, okay. And then I tried going on the internet, and I just find people say, you know, fix my car or, you know, give me $500 or something like that. So,
wait a minute. Hold on, Randy. Back it on up. So you meet a girl and she's like, yes. Hey, can I have $500? Like, how does that conversation work?
No, that's only on the computer over the internet.
You're kidding.
So, no, I'm not. And I'm so upset. And that's why I don't want to give these, you know, like Match.com or JDate or, you know, Christian Mingle or all those places money because, you know, you get those people in there and they've already infiltrated that.
Bella?
So,
you know what?
What do I do?
Randy, here's what I would tell you. Yeah. Those kinds of people exist everywhere, right? They're not just on JDate or Kristen Mingle or Match. They're at the library. They're in the coffee shop that you're sitting in. But my best advice is put a different set of lenses on, right? Because anything that we're looking at grows, right? If you're thinking everybody online is a fraud or a catfisher or wants money or wants me to fix their car, those are the people that you're going to see because that's your ego bias talking. So instead, what I think will help you is look at online dating sites with a new, fresh set of lenses where you're like, okay, there are some skeezy, gross, you know, icky, fraudulent people on here. Just delete them and block them, but don't let them get you down. Don't let them capture your mind share because if you do, you have just empowered them to stop your dating life. Look for all the amazing people that are on there. And I'll give you a statistic to back this up. 5 years ago, Match reports that 1 in 6 relationships took place because of online connections. This year, it's 1 in 3.
Hmm.
Okay, so don't look at the people that aren't good, that are bad people. So many of us do that, and we bury our heads, and we hibernate, and we think the internet is scary. There are creepy people. Delete them, block them. If something feels wrong, delete that person. But look for the good ones, because I promise you they're out there.
And Randy, I could take this a step further, because I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. What are you doing to attract that type of girl? You know, like, not that you're... I'm not saying you're doing something specifically, but your energy has got to be putting that out there to kind of get that energy back. Right, Bella?
What you see grows, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking for the frauds, that's who you're going to see because that's who your brain is going to hone in on. Like, oh, see, there's another one. It's ego bias, right?
Yeah.
Our brains want to be right. So, Randy, I'm going to tell you what. I want you to adopt this attitude about dating. It's what I call psychotic optimism. Okay. And that's love exists for me. It's a when, it's not an if. And she could come from online or real life. And watch how things start to change for you.
Gotcha.
Randy, Okay. You're awesome, buddy. Thank you so much for having the courage to call in. And we wish you the best. Please check in with us. And Bella's available for coaching. This is what she does. This is the Smart Dating Academy. She gets it right for you. So please reach out to her if you need it. And thanks again, Randy. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. Good luck.
Sure, you as well.
It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720. And live on Facebook. Head on over to my Facebook page to watch the live feed going on right now. We're talking to Bella Gonde from the Smart Dating Academy and talking about the world of online dating. It's become, I don't know, 1 in 3 relationships now are beginning online. And 5 years ago, it was only 1 in 6. Crazy statistics going on here, Bella. And we got lots of people texting and calling, wanting to find love because you put so much pressure on them to say it's for the holidays. You take out your fishing poles, everybody.
Get it going, people.
Get it going. Lots of people asking for help. Do you want to just jump into calls or do you want to talk more about kind of what's going on in the world of online dating?
Well, if you guys are just tuning in, what I would say is we were talking about how December starts what we call peak dating season. So if you're single and you're one of 43% of adults out there, you're not alone. Get excited. This is the time to think about finding love in a different way. If it hasn't worked for you, you've got to change something up. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. So think about it. I hope Frank and I are going to convince you that you can find love during this season.
I believe in you. I know you can, people.
Woo!
call in 312-981-7200. We have some people calling and texting right now. Let's get right to Margie, who's been holding throughout the news. Hey, Margie, thanks for holding so long. How are you?
All right.
Tell me what's going on in your dating world.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I honestly could tell you, I don't know what a date is.
You don't know what a date is?
No, I'm 55 years old, and most of the men I've been involved with, I met, of course, from the bars.
Yes.
And the one person I was involved with for over 7 years, I actually thought was going to be the one, but, well, didn't happen. He cheated on me, and, well, anywho, not important. But I got married to somebody else, which was a mistake. And divorced.
Was this after the guy cheated on you? You got married after that?
Yeah, to somebody else.
So you really liked the guy who cheated on you?
Oh, yeah, because I hadn't cheated him like in 20 years, and his parent passed away, and I went to the wake, and we seen each other, so we went out together. Well, by then, I quit drinking, so I gained a lot of weight, and then now I have tattoos, and he said tattoos are disgusting.
I kind of dig it. I like tattoos.
Tats are hot.
Yeah.
But I consider myself a biker. I like the bad boys, you know, long hair, all that stuff. And now he rides a motorcycle, too.
Margie, I like you. I do.
You've got some moxie,
yeah,
Margie.
Yeah, I love the moxie. Moxie Margie.
I mean, I like hanging out, you know, in the biker area. I just recently had to sell my motorcycle, but I would go to all of my biker events, and I would sit all by myself. Nobody would sit with me.
So you're looking for your biker guy to call you his lady. Like, you want to be a lady, right?
I don't even know how to be a lady. I don't even own a dress.
Well, I don't mean that, but what is the biker term for their old lady? Like, what do they call them? They stick them on the back of the bike, and I don't know. I've watched, like, every season of Sons of Anarchy when it was on. I thought that was the proper terminology.
Well, Sons of Anarchy is a fantasy. It's not real.
Oh, I loved it, though. I know. So was The Sopranos, but I love that, too.
Margie.
There's different categories of bikers as well, because you have your 1%ers and you have your 99%. I'm a 99%.
Got you.
Hey, Margie, one thing, this is Bella. One thing that I heard is that you said you like bad boys. But let me tell you, bad boys are bad. There's nothing good about bad guys. What you want is someone who shares your interest, who likes to ride, maybe who has tats, who appreciates appreciates who you are and sees you as the lady that you are and treats you really well. But bad guys are bad. And if you constantly find yourself with guys that are cheating on you, that aren't treating you the right way, it's about fixing your own picker. Why are you accepting these guys into your dating life?
Well, I guess I should redefine that. It's kind of like the bad boy persona, long hair, tattoos. I like facial hair. You know, that's what I mean. I don't mean guys that go out and get in trouble.
Nobody's treating you wrong, right? You just well, the look
right.
of it. Yeah.
When I see a guy, you know, kind of walk by and he's got the whole biker look and everything, that right away appeals to me.
You like that package.
Right. If I see some guy in a suit and a tie, it's not to say that he's not my type, but I don't look that direction.
Gotcha. So could she find her package online? And like, does it exist? Can you punch in like biker dude in any of these?
You
like...
do. I've done that. I've joined the biker community online and bike. I can't even think of it right now because I'm caught off guard. But there's biker websites, dating sites, and right away the first thing they want to know is what you look like.
Well, here's
Bella, what would you suggest for Margie?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Margie. I tell all of my clients at Smart Dating Academy, love is going to come to you in a different package. And it doesn't matter as much if you guys share the same interests. You've got a lot of friends that ride bikes already. Cast your net out wider than just people that are currently riding bikes. I'll tell you what, love exists for you. And I'll tell you, he's going to look different than you think he is. But get excited about that because it's going to open up a whole new world for you, for someone that appreciates what you do, and maybe he's going to ride on the back of your bike.
Yeah. I mean, thanks, Margie. We appreciate it. Great advice, Bella. Let's take one more call before we have to wrap it up here. The time is just flying so fast. Let's talk to Linda. Hey, Linda, thanks for holding. What's your dating situation?
I haven't had a date in 5 years. I've been divorced.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are? I know that's terrible. I shouldn't do that, but I asked
that's
for
okay.
a reason.
I'm 69, but I don't look like my age, and I've been told that time and time again.
Okay, because we're getting a bunch of texters in that age bracket are saying, can you please address dating for seniors?
Yes, it's what Smart Dating Academy now specializes in. Over two-thirds of our clients are singles over 50. I'll tell you what, I like numbers and statistics because they drive the truth versus what we feel. There are 35 million singles over 50 in this country.
Wow.
And it is the fastest growing segment of online daters, such that there are sites like Our Time that are specifically dedicated to singles over 50. So dating at any age is mostly similar, but I'll tell you what, it's a super robust and amazing population. People that have been around the block a few times, know what they're looking for, and just want companionship and intimacy.
Sure. And done with the young kids and all that responsibility you have in your 40s and 30s.
You want something to hang out with.
Exactly.
Who's done?
Who's done with all the drama?
Totally. Right, where we are right now.
Yeah, so how do we help Linda? We have about a minute. So how do we help Linda?
Linda, you need to get yourself a good set of photos that look great, because it sounds like you look amazing. You look younger than you say you are.
You sound energetic.
You sound energetic. You sound smart and, you know, curious. Get yourself on an online dating site with 5 to 6 good photos of yourself.
Okay.
Write some text that is 200 to 300 words that sounds positive, no negativity at all, and put yourself out there and trust your gut and don't email anybody that sounds creepy or has red flags or sounds negative.
And Linda, you know what? Bella can help you out. If you go to smartdatingacademy.com, this is what she does. She is the relationship coach, and she can help you write the right text, pick the right people, all that stuff. So I would highly advise you, you know, before you do that and you create that profile, work with somebody like Bella who can definitely steer you in the right direction.
Happy to help you.
Okay, great.
We're going to switch gears. You know, something that's not totally off topic, because once you start seriously dating, you start to get into the conversation of money and all that stuff as you get real serious. And moving into, I think, you know, a financial place and those conversations and, you know, like, how much money do you have? How much money are you intending on saving? Where are we going with our relationship and our future? I want to bring in Dr. Tracy Powell to talk about how much money is enough in 2018. Dr. Powell, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, David? Thank you for having me.
You got it. You're on with Bella Gandhi and myself, Frank. And so, Tracy, we're talking relationships, and you know, as you escalate in a relationship and you move towards, you know, marriage, the conversation of money comes up. But we live in a different time. You know, I think things are way more expensive, and jobs are, you know, weirdly, I think, not as good as they used to be in terms of payouts and you know, stability. What are your top tips for really achieving financial prosperity in 2018?
Okay. Well, let me give a disclaimer that I'm not a financial consultant, but How Much Money is Enough is a training that I do for authors and new CEOs that I'm working with that are actually transitioning from the workplace to gain a more stable financial environment and to create their own financial stability.
Yes.
So in doing that, you know, my first question to them is, how much money is enough for you? How much money do you think you need to fulfill your personal goals as well as your business goals?
What's the average answer? Just let me interject here for a second. What kind of answer are you getting from these big CEOs? What's enough money for them?
Millions I get from those that are being humbled, maybe $200,000, $300,000. And then I get people that want to make millions of dollars a year. Everyone wants to be a millionaire nowadays and instantly, which is oddly enough.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest fundamental problems in our generation of entrepreneurs is everyone's on Instagram wanting to be somebody, but they don't realize the patience involved in getting there. You know, and us old schoolers understand it takes tons of work. It takes getting punched in the face and kicked in the knee and continue to keep going. I know.
And everywhere else.
And I was going to say something else. But so Tracy, you know, what advice do you give to people who are striving for millions? Because we all are. I mean, I want to be a multimillionaire. I know Bella does too. And I don't know if you are or not already, but God bless you if you are. If you are, how did you make it?
I am not. I'm striving for the same thing. Trust me.
So what are some of the secrets? How do we get there?
The first thing I tell my clients is first to be realistic. You know, as you said, we are not going to become millionaires overnight. So be realistic about that goal. My biggest question is, how much money do you need to make your basic bills, make sure your bills are paid, make sure your house is taken care of? In addition to that, my next question is, you know, let's be realistic about the debt. In order for you to become a millionaire, in order for you to be financially stable, you have to make sure that your debt is maintained and that your old debt is paid off so that you can progress in the community. You can get the business credit that you need to really establish your business. You know, after that, what does that income look like? How do you plan to get that income? You know, we know that most businesses that start nowadays within a first 5 years, a lot of them fail. So, you know, how do you plan to get through that hurdle? And being realistic about that. And then I ask them to start small. You know, maybe within the next 20, 30 years, you want to be a millionaire, but what do you need in the first year? And think about that goal and really work towards that goal. The other thing, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to interject for a second. Let's talk about the psychology of this, the psychology of entrepreneur. Do you feel that today's youth has the wherewithal and the veracity and it, to be able to really, you know, I know it, there's unicorns out there that make it happen. But for the most part, I hear a lot of people talking the talk, but definitely not willing to walk the walk.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of false possibilities in our youth today. They want instant gratification. They want everything. They want it now, but they do not want to necessarily work as hard as you mentioned, we have to get where we are in success, and that success, whatever it looks like to you. I think if they had the great products, the great support system, the best financial people, it's possible. But I do have to be realistic and say that is one or two in a million. You know, we look at the big Facebook boom and, you know, everyone thinks, oh, I just need to create something, you know, similar to Facebook or some of the social media sites, and that can make me an instant millionaire. But even with that, there was a lot of work that took place behind Facebook to get it where it is tonight, today.
Definitely.
And you know what bothers me is sometimes when you see the on Facebook, just to jump in here, is the pictures of, you know, people with their toes in the sand saying, hey, I work 35 minutes per week.
Right.
And here I am.
I get paid to post.
On the beach. I'm like, that in and of its, that's just, nobody can do that, right? It's, Steve Harvey always says, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
Certainly. What, how great of a speech is that right there?
Totally. You got to work, and you're not going to have your toes in the sand and be on your laptop for 35 minutes to be a millionaire working in Aruba.
Tracy, I want to take a different perspective on this. How about the partner of the entrepreneur? How important is that support system for the wife, the girlfriend, the husband, whatever it may be, for them to understand what it takes to fail and get back up, to fail and get back up, and then to win, and then to fail, to win, and continue to win? Like, what? Walk me through what it really takes from the partner's perspective.
It takes honesty, openness, and endurance. You know, you have to be honest with your partner when you decide to quit your job and open a business that, you know, this is not going to be a rosy path. There's going to be some ups and downs. We have to think about that. You know, how would that impact our household? How would that impact our relationship? And how would that impact us as an individual? So I think that when people go into it thinking that it is going to be, you know, rosy in the park, it is not true. And as the burden, especially on that partner that is working, that is in the workforce, that is going to work every day, trying to make sure that the basic bills are paid, trying to make sure that the family and children have health care, when sometimes it looks like your partner, who's this entrepreneur with all these dreams, is just not pushing as hard enough. Things are not happening as quick as we want them to have. So we really have to be resilient. We have to be patient. And we have to be honest with each other and say, you know what, how much is enough? You know, when have we gone further enough that we need to reassess and we need to look at other goals?
Dr. Tracy R. Powell, you're a wealth of great knowledge. Unfortunately, we don't have too much more time. How could people find you?
I am on LinkedIn, Dr. Tracy Mac Powell. You can also reach me on my website. It's practicalleadersforyou4u.com.
Awesome. We got to have you back and continue this conversation. It's a real robust conversation.
Thank you. Do have a great day.
All right. Take care. All right, Bella, thank you for hanging out. We really appreciate it. And folks, you can find this new piece we're doing called 66 in 60. Bella Gandhi is our first business leader to be part of the 6 in 60 movement, where I ask six questions in 60 seconds, and you'll find out a little bit about Bella maybe you didn't know before.
It's like speed dating.
Kind of is. Smart Dating Academy. Get advice how to speed date.